Surfacing of the cream. On a shelf positioned next to the external wall, some metal basins can be found, while on the opposite side, toward the center of the building, a structure with three rectangular basins can be seen. These are tools used to cause the surfacing and separation of cream. Since Parmigiano Reggiano is a partially fat cheese, it is necessary to eliminate part of the cream. This is done by taking advantage of milk's natural characteristics. Cream, which has a lower specific weight, has a tendency to rise to the surface. In doing so, it carries with it most of the bacterial content present in the milk, which otherwise would cause undesired fermentation. After this, the milk brought to the factory in the evening was poured into basins where it rested until morning, when it was then skimmed. Milk, which was delivered in the morning, rested for a shorter period of time that varied on the base of its acidity. It was then skimmed and mixed with the milk from the previous evening. In the basins, grease was collected using a skimming spoon called a spanarola, while in the larger vats, after the milk was drained out through a hole, the grease remained on the bottom. The skim milk obtained this way had an acidity content which was ideal for processing and had a lower number of bacteria.